On this week's profile, we go back in time to the Prague of the 1930s, when the hottest ticket was for the Liberated Theatre, where biting political cabaret collided head-on with Dadaist absurd theatre, set against a soundtrack of the latest red-hot rhythms of American jazz and blues. Over the space of a decade from 1929 until 1938, the Liberated Theatre's Jiří Voskovec and Jan Werich wrote and performed some of the most cutting-edge political satire in Europe. Inspired by Dada and the Theatre of the Absurd, Voskovec and Werich mercilessly ribbed the ridiculous totalitarian regimes on Czechoslovakia's borders, but also poked fun at their own country's fragile democracy. But their musical reviews transcended the satirical and entered the sublime, thanks to the sheer brilliance of their composer, pianist and conductor Jaroslav Ježek. Ježek, already an accomplished classical composer, was besotted with the new sounds of jazz and blues coming out of the United States. Jazz, he said, was an art form and should be played by an orchestra of virtuosi. So unlike other rather insipid jazz orchestras in Europe of the time, Ježek's orchestra at the Liberated Theatre was truly on fire. This is Bugatti Step, a Ježek composition from the Liberated Theatre's 1931 review Don Juan and Co. Unusually, he's not at the piano on this one. That honour went to someone called Harry von Noe, according to the sleeve notes. This is Ježek, playing another of his compositions, the poignant and thoughtful Tmavo Modrý Svět, or Dark Blue World. Jaroslav Ježek was almost totally blind, and his unusual optical condition meant his world was literally blue. He could only see properly in a blue light. Voskovec and Werich's lyrics are a gentle tribute to their friend's visual impairment. All I see is that I see nothing. If I admit that I see, then I should see more. My head, my body, my two arms, my feet. I can't see them. Nohy nevidím. Tak kam se poděl můj doposud dokonalý zrak? Na všem leží neproniknutelně modrý mrak, tmavo modrý mrak. Tmavo Modrý Svět remains one of Ježek's most popular compositions and was used for the film of the same name about Czechoslovak RAF pilots during World War II. Ježek's dark blue room in Prague's Spalina Street has been preserved for posterity and is open to the public once a week. But back to the 1930s. It's November 1933, and across the border, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler has become Chancellor of Germany. The fascist leader Mussolini had an iron grip on Italy, and in Austria, the authoritarian Engelbert Dollfuss had suspended parliament to rule by decree.
Mussolini a Dollfuss se vypravili k Zeusovi poradit se s ním o politické situaci. To, co se ho zeptali, a to, co jim Zeus odpověděl, vám tady v rychlosti zaspíváme. těch dob, co s fašisty jsem ved pochod na Řím. Aniž se sám opařím, vždycky něco zavařím.
This provided rich ammunition for Voskovets and Verich, who satirized the fascist leaders of Central Europe in their 1933 review, The Donkey and the Shadow. In this lively march entitled Buch Sud, or God Knows, Mussolini and Dollfuss pay a visit to the Greek god Zeus.
Italie vypasovala, už je mi dávno malá, ja ej, ja la la la.
Zeus, starý znatel Říma. Tento posudek zahřímá.
Voskovets and Verich were heavily influenced by the avant-garde. This is one of their finest compositions, Klobouk ve křoví, or The Hat in the Bushes, from 1934. And if that title doesn't conjure up bizarre, Dali-like images, I don't know what does. But listen to this exquisite transition, where Jaroslav Ježek shows off his blues sensitivities to the full.
Vane pouští, po písku žene klobou, zahnal ho do houští, starý a černý klobouk. Kde pak je ta hlava, která klobouk nosila?
Where is the head that wore the hat? Was it black or blonde? To whom did it belong?
Kdo to v poušti zemizel? Odkud šel a kam? Jaký to měl svízel? Že byl pouští sám.
Jen zápaha bez stopy, starý klobouk ve křoví. Nikdo nic nepochopí, nikdo se nic nedoví.
In November 1937, when this recording, Svita, or Daybreak, was made, the storm clouds were gathering over Europe. Hitler was making increasingly belligerent demands on Czechoslovakia. In September 1938, the country was betrayed by her Western allies at Munich, and the Nazis took control of the Sudetenland. Establishments such as the Liberated Theatre, which had survived the censor for so long, were forced to close down as a new provisional government came to power. Many Czechs, seeing the writing on the wall, fled in that mournful period leading up to the Nazi occupation in March 1939. Among them were Voskovets, Verich and Ježek, who headed for New York. There, in 1942, Jaroslav Ježek, the blind musical genius who had long been plagued by ill health, died of kidney disease at the age of 36. The partnership ended for good when Jan Verich returned to Czechoslovakia after the war, while Jiří Voskovec embarked on a successful career in Hollywood. The two remained in contact for the rest of their lives, though their last face-to-face meeting was in Vienna in 1974. Jan Verich died in Prague in 1980, Jiří Voskovec in Pear Bottom, California, a year later. But their music and their lyrics live on. The initials V and W and J have been carved into the Czech public consciousness forever.
Ještě malou chvíli a bude den chvíli, bude konec dobrodružství. Svítá, na východě svítá, každý příští den bude jako sen. Sešli uvrknout se.